With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Earlier this week, the Rhinelander Police Department posted on Facebook warning the community about Romanian citizens that travel in a distinctive pattern through an area to exploit people's kindness for helping others. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed talked to experts as well as the police department about the post and their concerns.
The Rhinelander Police Department posts public safety announcements on their Facebook account, which has almost 9,000 followers. This week, they posted about, quote, Romanian citizens, end quote, that they claimed were exploiting people's kindness for a money grab, with a handler receiving percentages of the money they raised. They posted pictures of a family with their young children holding signs and begging for money. While some commenters expressed immediate concern and outrage towards the family, others said the post made them, with their children, a target. Marian Mandace, a Roma rights expert, explained that Roma people are often indirectly referred to by their citizenship, Romanian. Roma people are a transnational minority group that have been persecuted for over 1,000 years. Carol Silverman is a professor emerita at the University of Oregon Department of Anthropology and Folklore and Public Culture Program. Silverman says the post is a clear example of ethnic profiling. Stereotypes about Roma people being criminals are old, prevalent, and often go unchallenged.
Do we want police officers who are ethnically profiling entire groups of people before any information is found on an individual basis? Let them do their work about fraud on an individual basis.
Rhinelander Police Chief Lloyd Gauthier said the post was not discriminatory or an example of ethnic profiling. He said they decided to make the post after receiving many calls over the last few years concerned about panhandlers, especially during the summer.
It is simply for an educational purpose for our community that there's people in our community that need help, and listed were the resources for those people to get help. And there's other people who strictly want the financial money given to them, and they're not going to seek out those other resources that are listed. It was an educational post, period.
Gauthier said there are still ordinances prohibiting people from blocking city sidewalks as well as trespassing laws. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
The campaigns of both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump made appearances in Wisconsin Wednesday. Ed Donahue has the story.
Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz were in Eau Claire.
Are you ready to make your voices heard?
Harris says she wants America to look forward, and Donald Trump wants to hold on to the past. She talked about freedom, the freedom to be safe from gun violence, the freedom to love who you love openly and with pride.
And the freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body and not have her government telling her what to do.
Also in Eau Claire was Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance. He's been listening to the Democrat rhetoric.
They're going to try to call us weird for the next 93 days. And what's going to happen is the American people aren't going to care about it because they don't care about some tagline written by a social media intern. They care about which president and which vice president is going to make their country better.
Donald Trump told Fox News he wants to debate Harris and would prefer it to be on Fox, but suggested openness to debating on ABC News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Nearly 100 local groups, officials, and labor leaders welcome federal and agency representatives to Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, for a two-day discussion and listening session on economic development in northern Michigan. Crystal Blair has more.
The meeting focused on fostering economic growth in the Upper Peninsula and northern Lower Michigan. The gathering, organized by United Today, Stronger Tomorrow, and other community groups, highlighted promoting and accessing federal programs to meet community needs, such as lack of affordable housing and job creation. Linda Holt with the Sioux Convention and Visitors Bureau feels the listening session was a huge success.
What I saw was information being shared with many that hadn't been shared before. How can we work together to help you? I think it was one of the best things that have happened in the Eastern UP in a very long time.
The historic funding from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law and American Rescue Plan Act provided more than $650 million in the Sault Ste. Marie Lock and Dam Rehab Project and $2 million to upgrade the International 500 Snowmobile Racetrack for year-round use. Crystal Blair reporting.
Drivers will soon need to adjust to sharing the road with school buses picking up or dropping off students. The Wisconsin State Patrol warns traffic patterns will change. Inspector Dylan Strasberg with the Wisconsin State Patrol says to keep an eye on the lights of a school bus.
If you see a school bus stopped with its red flashing lights activated, state law requires you to stop at least 20 feet from that bus in either direction. If you see a school bus with its amber flashing lights activated, please remain alert because that means the bus will be stopping very soon. Now, you can pass a school bus with its amber flashing lights activated, but do so with extreme caution.
There are about 600 crashes involving school buses every year in Wisconsin. You also need to keep an eye out for kids walking to or from school once school is back in session. The man accused of killing the Gonzalez siblings in a wrong-way drunk driving crash in Waupaca County has a plea deal with the state. Mike Leishner has the story.
Scott Farmer pled no contest to 5 felony counts, including a 5th OWI and 4 counts of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. He was found guilty by the judge, who then ordered a pre-sentence investigation. The 48-year-old was driving with a blood alcohol content over 0.35 at the time of the crash, significantly higher than the legal limit of 0.08 and his personal limit of 0.02 from his previous convictions. Fabian, Lillian, and Daniela Gonzalez died at the scene. Their older brother, Daniel, died at the hospital the next day. Sentencing in the case is scheduled for November 22nd.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.